Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. It's episode 25 of the Time Out Podcast. I'm your host, Jake. I'm joined back with Harrison and Josh. How are we?
Good. We're only 44 episodes away from 69.
I reckon
we call it after that.
That's it.
We'll change the name and do another podcast just to get to 69
and
episodes
then get the 420 after that. Then
count if you want.
That seems like a whole lot of 420 seems like a whole lot of fucking episodes. Seems like a lot of time in my life. It's like, not going to get back.
Yeah, if I wasn't getting Joe Rogan money by that point.
We're doing it just so we can say we have 420 episodes.
I feel like we're never going to get Joe Rogan. I feel like we're never going to get any money at this point.
We'll see. Speak for yourself, Jack.
Oh,
we should just start endorsing random Adelaide businesses, like, before they pay us.
No, I reckon we just get them to pay us.
This episode is brought to you by...
Rocco's Pizza.
Rocco's Pizza.
I don't know. Is that a good pizza place?
Sometimes maybe good, sometimes maybe shit.
See, the fact that he didn't say yes straight away is like, nah, I'm ready.
I want that Roland Bauer sponsorship.
Oh, fuck.
Do you reckon we can get like a Vietnamese restaurant to sponsor
us? That's what I want.
That's what I want. Those cheeseburger spring rolls, like just delivered
That sounds so bad.
Oh, it's so good. It's literally cheese minced meat in a spring roll.
That sounds fucking disgusting.
Sounds like Vietnamese people are turning in their grave.
Yeah. Probably.
All of the ones who are dead.
Well, you know, most Vietnamese food extends from French cuisine.
Yeah, I know that, like...
Because the French...
Banh mi is, like, half French, half Vietnamese.
Yeah, because, like, the French came over there and just, like, here's our cuisine.
They gave them the bread and the pâté, I believe, and then the Vietnamese gave them everything else.
Yeah.
I don't know. Vietnamese rolls are pretty good.
They are. As far as street food goes and something cheap, they're fucking immaculate.
I'm going to India at the end of the year. And I guarantee I'm just going to get sick because I'll be like, ooh, street food,
ooh,
eat
curry.
It.
Ooh, curry.
Not like...
You're going to go take a shit in one of those designated shit streets?
I think that's just every street. Is that racist or is that...
No, it's the New Delhi literally had a problem. They installed like 2,500 new bathrooms or something and people just didn't use them because they were used to shitting in the streets.
Yeah, it's a very weird city.
I mean... It's a completely different culture.
But I'm going to the very touristy area, so I'll be fine, I guess. Enough. I'm sure there's...
Jake's going to India.
I know there's going to be like a lot of white Europeans there, so yeah. Cool.
White Europeans, let's go.
That's kind of an oxymoron.
Let's go.
A white European.
I mean, you could be... Yeah, we're going to end this sentence there.
Jake gets into racial...
We're going to end that sentence right there. But no, how's the week been?
I've had a good week. I had two days this week I did training at work instead of actually working, which is nice. Got free food, got to hang out with.
Respect the hustle?
Yeah, respect the hustle. Nah, it's like boring, but less stressful.
You get paid to be bored.
Yeah,
and
free
not
fucking food. They're giving me $300 to sit there and vibe the fuck out.
Yeah.
With those training days, obviously we'll try and skim across this slightly. With those training days, do you actually do anything or learn anything, or is it just sitting there?
You learn stuff.
Oh.
Yeah. So one of them was like, because maybe I should just dox my job. I don't know how much I should care about this.
Oh, well.
And it's my first year, and so we have to do a training day where you learn how to do your folio, because by the end of your third year, you have to submit a folio or your pay doesn't go up, essentially.
Oh, yeah, that's
in the folio, you have to prove that you meet all the standards and all that stuff. And then the second one was just learning maths. That was it.
Math is math.
Math is math.
I haven't said that in a while, but math is
fucking math. They should have opened with that line, but no, it was literally just activity, so.
Oh, all right. He's just docked himself, but no.
I'm not going to care.
Nah, it should be good.
But no, how was your week, Jake?
It was good.
How was cheating on us podcast-wise?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, boys. I'm sorry. This was very light. Last week's episode was very last.
I listened to it. I think it was quite good. That graphic you made was fucking lit, so good job.
I think it could have been, like, everyone said it was a really good episode. They said it could have been, like, juicier, and I think it could have been juicier too. But then again, like, is that what we want to do? Do we want to
think that's what journalism is writing the line between juicy and, like, just straight up pissing people off that you're interviewing. You're like, well, you had allegations against you, so why did you do this? And then they'll just stop talking.
No, like, we did talk, like, because I know the guys. We were talking before we went to air, and we were like, they were telling me all these funny stories. I'm like, well, this can't go on the podcast.
It's
like,
too much.
Yeah, it's way too much. And then, people are like, oh, see what they're doing, like, how many bitches they get, things like that. I'm like, I can't, like, yeah.
How can you even ask someone that?
If you're talking with...
How many bitches?
Yeah, how many
bitches you fuck?
I have a funny story that I'll go into later. But yeah, they're like, yo, you gotta ask dirtier, juicier questions, like make people want to click. I'm like, well, if I do that, I could very well do that, and they may very well answer the question.
The way I'm starting to see this podcast is more like, just Adelaide, like social media, essentially. You're just interviewing fun people from around.
Well, I mean, if you can get anyone to fly over here,
that'd be fucking lit. I'm not paying for their flights; they can go fuck themselves. But if they want to drive here, I might be able to give them a fuel voucher or something. I don't know.
Yeah, but no, like
buy them lunch.
They said ask Jesus, but I'm like, if we do that, that's fine. But then if we say we want to get someone super professional on here.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, you're just going to ask these stupid questions and we're not going to come on anymore. I was like, fuck. So we got to, like writing a fine line.
It's a very fine line. And I wouldn't have pushed Juice. Like, I mean, there were some funky stories on there anyway. It's fine. Like,
there were some great stories on there. Like, he was saying how he performed to like fucking Zac Efron, the Prince of Dubai.
The Prince of Dubai thing was
lit. Chappelle Corby's sister.
Yeah.
That was funny.
At the same place.
I was like, what the fuck?
Just not Zac Efron. No, that was cool. I enjoyed the episode. Shout out to Checkers and Shrey. Is that how you pronounce it?
So basically, the way it worked was their brand is Marmalade, but like Checkers is a DJ, Shrey is a bartender. And then like they came together. I think they like knew each other before at different. I think they were worked at Downtown or something back when that was a thing.
Mm-hmm. I've never been there.
Downtown's now Precinct, but Downtown was good, but I think they got, like, everyone walked out on them, and I think they got closed down because of, like, racial allegations. Jesus. I could be wrong. Okay. I could be very wrong with that.
Nice.
Interesting.
But I think it was something like that. But yeah, I feel like last week's was good.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Harrison has not listened, I don't think.
No.
Understandable.
Did he have a spot?
Did ours.
You like rate it one star. You're like,
yeah. Someone definitely fucking rated our podcast one star. We've gone from 5 to 4.
Whoever did that, we will find you.
I'm pretty sure, so I'll double check now. Live stats. We had 13 reviews and someone's rated it 4. Like it's now at 4.7 instead of 5.
Someone definitely did one. That's okay.
I did put
We
still love you.
I did put it in the group chat.
Maybe we should get them on the podcast and interview them about like what their fucking problems.
I can guarantee it was someone based on the Andrew Tate episode. Guaranteed. Putting money on it. But yeah,
to be fair, this might be the last episode we even talk about him. So
no, he's back. He's back. He's on Rumble.
He's on. Social media platform no one's ever fucking heard of.
I had to think of it. He's on Rumble. And his audience had like 3 or 4, maybe even 5 times the thing it was on YouTube and shit.
The hell is Rumble?
I don't know, some fucking platform. Like, all these platforms come out of nowhere.
Yeah, it's like everyone's like, you should read my post on, shit, what's the one that all the racist people on Instagram use?
Twitter?
No, I don't know. I can't remember, but anyway, it's kind of like Telegram. That's the one I'm thinking of. Telegram's where you, like, every time I want to read a study that someone posts about COVID without all the stupid Instagram, like, things that pop off, you go on there. But
yeah, fucking
Telegram is for drug dealers.
Yeah. Well, so is WhatsApp. So
yeah.
I didn't realize. So, overseas, we feel like we've just skimmed over that's a big fun. Topic, but then
we'll come back to it.
So, overseas, like, WhatsApp is a thing because they get charged ridiculous amounts for calls, whereas here, it's like, we don't base our plans anymore off calls.
Phone,
based off internet.
Phone plans in the Western world of, like, capitalism, their way to being cheap, because, like, if someone's offering, you know what, even if it's $50, $60 a month and you get unlimited everything, like, why would you not? Because most people, remember, like, maybe not 2-3 years ago, maybe 4-5, but like pretty much everyone I knew was going over their plan every month and just paying extra.
Yeah.
But then they were like, I don't want to go up a plan because it's too expensive. I'm like,
but it's like $10 a fucking gigabyte.
God.
I remember back in the day when I got my first phone, Facebook was free, YouTube was free. So like it didn't take
5 megs of data. That's my first.
You have half a JPEG. Harrison's like trying to look up porn. It's just half a photo.
Now I'm like on 80 gig a month and I blow over that very quickly.
You go over, you travel a lot. Yeah, I don't
lot,
necessarily
but then, like,
go over.
Half the time the internet is fucking awful here. Like I looked at, went to Telstra, I'm like, yo, can we get 5G here? Like, they're like, yeah, it's not available in your area yet. Like you can't get it. I'm like, can I get like the highest speed you go? Like the highest speed is like 21 meg. I'm like, I don't fucking want that.
That's
shit.
Pretty bad. And my main issue with Australian internet is like our upload is trash.
Oh, it's terrible.
Like I'll download, even when we're doing this podcast, I'll download it in, you know, 3-4 minutes and then it'll take an hour to upload a video of the same size.
And it's very hard, especially when I'm doing photos and things like that. It's like I got to upload and download like 30 gig plus at a time. It's like I'm there for
sometimes I forget that, like, yes, Australia is a first world country, but we're also in the middle of nowhere.
We have, I'm pretty sure Zimbabwe has better internet than us.
Shout out to our Zimbabwean
Harrison,
listeners.
Can you look that up while you're on your phone? Can you just
Zimbabwe internet?
Can you just look like top, the worst rated internet? No, the best rated internet.
Just be whatever somewhere in America, dude.
Well, I think I've seen like Google gets like 1,000, like a gig up, gig down. I'm like, fuck, I wish I had.
To be fair, they are the search engine.
What happened to Bing? Is Bing and Yahoo still a thing? Or are they the same thing?
I have never used either of them. I don't know. Bing's like whack. I never liked it. It looked terrible.
Monaco is the best.
Shout out.
Shit.
Here we go. Fastest countries, Monaco, Arab Emirates, South Korea, Norway,
South
Qatar,
Dakota.
China, Saudi Arabia, Cyprus. I'm Cypriot.
Pretty much just Greece.
Switzerland, yeah, and just Bulgaria.
Anything Greek is just, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
So where's Australia rank on that?
Not even on the list, maybe.
Not even on the fucking
list. It just has top tens. And
best in the world.
I swear I've seen that Zimbabwe.
Cuba's the worst. There's 72 megs a second, I think.
That's fucking better than I get here.
The broadband speed, 72.
I fucking got NBN, I don't even get that. Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, but the Liberals fucked that up.
The goddamn Liberals.
The Libs. We own the Libs.
Explain, I don't.
Well, so essentially when we were implementing like optical fiber, which is essentially what NBN is, it's just faster because we'd been using copper phone wire for our internet for a very long time, which is why Australian internet was trash.
Like Cuba has 4.
We'd been using copper, and then the government was deciding whether we were going to put optical fiber, like the whole system, or just to the end of your street, and then from the end of your street to your house is copper. And that's what they chose because it's cheaper than doing everything optical fiber. So now we have NBN, but it's like not
trash.
Good.
It doesn't work.
It barely works. And they ended up bungling the whole thing and paid more for it. And they're still installing NBN in some parts of Adelaide. It's been like, what, 6 years?
Yeah.
I would.
Pretty fucked.
I hate America. Like, I think it's a shithole, the whole place. But I would move to America just based on the internet, yeah.
We're in between Jordan and Vietnam in average speeds.
How the fuck?
We're among friends.
We just got the technical double digits, so we're. Fuck me.
This is stupid.
Ukraine are just above us or below us. Like, sorry.
Didn't Elon give them special internet or something?
Yeah, I actually can't wait for this Starlink to actually work globally.
Siberia is above us.
Where the fuck is Siberia? Is it?
It's
in
near Russia.
Like Russia, but like in the middle of nowhere in Russia.
It's ice.
It's literally ice.
Just fucking, you just go, there's like one ice cube.
Brazil has better internet than us.
Guess we got to come to Brazil.
Let's take this podcast worldwide.
Worldwide. Time out worldwide.
Latveria has better fucking... Panama has better internet.
Where the fuck... Isn't Panama the thing from Avatar? No?
No.
What?
Panama's a country.
Oh, I thought it was like the country.
It's in like Southern America. The Panama Canal is the only thing people know about.
Yeah.
Because if it wasn't there, we'd be fucked.
New Zealand has literally over double our internet speed on average.
Yeah, but New Zealand, there's nothing to do there. I was about to say you fuck your cousins, but that's Tasmania.
Yeah, New Zealand is the sheep thing. Yeah.
I think I'd rather fuck a sheep.
Jake's like, I've seen my cousins.
Jesus Christ. All right, let's change topic before.
All right, let's say
America isn't even in the top 10.
America's different because every
Chile's
state...
in the top 10. Jesus. America is not.
Well, every state, because California is literally the world's fifth biggest economy, and it's a state.
Yeah.
So, like...
Yeah, but California is full of like fucking idiots.
It's like the Gold Coast, but a whole state, yeah.
No, Gold Coast isn't too bad.
Gold Coast is
trash.
Gold Coast
isn't too bad, yeah.
Anyway.
All right, anyway. So, if you have what's today, you listen to this is the 29th.
Yeah.
Today's the 28th. So, overnight, we had the first influencer boxing event in a long time. We had. I'm going to say all these fights, and you guys are going to have absolutely no idea.
I didn't even know
give
fight,
a single
so that's
fuck about
at,
influencer boxing.
But I know it was KSI's event.
Yeah, I know one person there. There you go.
Hold on, I'm loading it up. So he fought two boxers in one night, but then I use the word boxer very lightly.
Loosely.
These guys couldn't fight. He won his first fight, which was decent. I think it was like second round or something. And then he won the last fight. So he had the first fight, the last fight. Two FaZe members lost. So FaZe is like got involved.
What's
too
FaZe
now.
What's FaZe again? Like
FaZe Clan's fucking huge now. You can buy shares in their company now.
FaZe Clan is a joke.
They're public. They literally made money.
They're a joke.
Living our dream.
They're a joke.
Playing video games.
I don't want to play video games for money anymore. That dream died a long time ago.
I think that died when we like had to get real jobs. Like I want to.
It died when I realized I was going to be sitting in a chair for 12 hours a day in same spot while I taught. Like kind of had weird parasocial relationships with people who watch you.
Did you see? So a Twitch streamer, one of her subs bought her a Tesla, and she referred to him as one of her subs.
Oh Jesus! Not even a name.
No, she's like, oh look at this. Oh. One of my subs bought me a Tesla.
Fuck that.
Imagine that.
Bro, I've had it with Sims.
But, like, why do people give so much money? Like, I understand, like, you watch someone for entertainment value, give them, like, $5-$10 type thing. It's like you're not paying for the content.
I don't know. I've never given a streamer money, so I can't really identify with it. Like, I don't think there's anything wrong with it inherently. It's just, why would you give...
Whack.
You know, some of them make sense. Like, I think it's Amaranth, who's a really big female, right? And she has an OnlyFans as well. So
I say a lot loosely.
You see, if I was in that position, I would have an OnlyFans.
Yeah. Computer man, can we pull that up, please?
Pull up every OnlyFans and subscribe to them.
Everyone, all like 2 billion of them. Yeah.
I just need to see all of them.
No, but like, I feel like the OnlyFans thing makes more sense than just giving them money because they're playing video games in front of you.
What was it?
I get to see titties that way.
I swear it was like Bad Baby made $1 million in a day. Like the people really want to see her that badly.
Because it's a joke. She is a joke of a human being. So it's like funny.
There's so many.
She literally made.
It's like Bella Thorne was the highest paid person on.
She wasn't even
OnlyFans,
naked.
She wasn't naked. It was just like bikini. It was literally the shit she posted on Instagram. But like,
didn't iDubbbz girlfriend do that?
He was a porn star, I think, yeah.
She, like, he came out, he's like, I would not support a woman. And then she does it, and he's like, I completely support a woman.
I haven't actually watched any of his content in probably, like, 2 years.
He like, fell off hard. I suppose with the death of edgy content, like, you are going to lose.
Yeah, you really can't do that shit anymore, which is quite sad.
Filthy Frank, rest in peace. That's not you. But he's smashing it in the music scene.
Joji, yeah. I like his music. It's dope.
Have his, like, latest song. Like, he's got, I'm pretty sure in Spotify, all his top 10 songs, like, because, you know, you can see on, like, a computer.
A couple hundred million each,
They're all over 100 million.
I remember seeing fucking, like, bikini models on Instagram, like, liking his, like, music and shit like that. I'm like, that's Filthy Frank.
Yeah, that's literally Filthy Frank. I don't know how you go from that to that. That's a big jump.
Yeah, it's I mean, respect the hustle. He's done it well.
His music slaps. It's just like.
But his music appeals to the fucking idiot youth. Like they're like, oh, I had a bad day. I'm now depressed for the rest of my life.
But to be fair, a lot of the juniors at lacrosse listen to Joji. I'm like, ugh.
Oh, like fucking like Billie Eilish. I hate Billie Eilish.
Like, but who knows?
She just makes bad music. Like, bad, boring music.
Talks
like this.
I saw her live. I thought she was
I just remember all the memes of, like, people, things, like, when her birthday is and shit like that. Like, when she turns 18. Did you see that?
Yeah, those.
All those memes. I was like, fucking hell, cunt. Stop being so horny.
No, I remember that fucking Charli D'Amelio, whatever her name. Charli D'Amelio, I think. She was, like, the most followed person on TikTok or whatever.
Yeah.
She, like, there was, like, a counter for the second she turned 18. I'm like, this girl looks fucking 12. You guys got some problems.
I think there's something inherently creepy about.
It probably just came down to like in wank to her Instagram posts, probably. That's literally what they're doing. It's like, before it's weird.
I think it's just it's weird in general.
It's fucked. But
I mean, we're not TikTok stars. I don't know how TikTok stars think. We could be TikTok stars. Maybe we'll make this video podcast and then we'll go from there.
Fuck TikTok.
But yeah. All right, so Harrison, you wanted to talk about fake Pokemon cards.
Did everyone back in the day have, like, the shit that got banned at school because people used to fight over, like, Pokemon cards? Because I remember getting, like, some cunt traded me, like, a fake Pokemon, like, fake Pokemon card. Like a quote-unquote good Pokemon. And I gave him, like, an actual Pokemon card, which was decent. So he came out better than I did. Did you ever have those cunts at school?
Yeah, but like back in the day when you're a kid, like you weren't going off like what card was good. You just like, what's your favorite Pokemon? I'm going to get this one. Or,
like, nah, like year 6, 7, I was out for blood. I was trying to beat everyone else in the school.
So I remember...
Mum, buy me the booster packs.
Because it was when we were younger. Like it was maybe when we were I'd say like reception to like year 4 roughly. And then they banned all cards. Like,
yep.
You weren't allowed to play Pokemon. Like, you weren't allowed to bring cards to school. Because there was fights and shit like that. Fights, arguments.
We had that as well. Like, literally year 4, 5, I reckon. So, I had my deck sorted. And, like, my favorite card of all time was Chaos Emperor Dragon, Envoy of the End. Which is, you essentially, like, discard your hand and destroy everything on the field except for the dragon. Which is dope. That's banned now, I think. But, yeah, like, my favorite card, it was a shiny one. It was rare. And then some cunt just, like, stole them. Like, and then did this thing where the teachers, like, pretty much randomly assorted half of the cards he stole and gave him half and me half, which to me didn't make any sense.
And that seems fucking
stupid.
Yeah,
and I was like, you fucking serious? My mum paid $300 for
this. Can we dox this teacher?
We dodged it. I don't even remember who it was, bro, honestly.
No, because...
Primary school.
I remember, like, primary school, they banned it. Like, I'm like, get to high school. I'm like, oh, these kids are, like, not going to be in. And, like, we started playing Yu-Gi-Oh, like, every day at high school. We were sitting there every...
I remember in my class in year 8, there was literally the back row of all the smart kids put up their books. So like, you know, like maths. So you'd have your book of, like, all the shit you need to do. So it puts up and they just start dealing, like playing Yu-Gi-Oh and shit like that in the back.
I remember my favorite thing to do in class was, like, I would sit on my laptop in the back of the class, like, isolate myself, and the teacher would be talking about something important, and I'd pretend like I'm not listening, just so I could, like, be a smart ass to the teacher. And I'd call me out, all right, Jake, what's the answer? And I'll just, like, keep looking at my laptop, and I'll say the answer like it was nothing, and then just, like, keep doing what I'm doing. And they're like, oh, well, we'll put your laptop down. Like, they didn't know how to respond. And it was the greatest thing. I did enjoy that from school.
My favorite thing, though, was Beyblades got banned from my primary school because you had the rich kids with all the really good ones and then the poor kids with, like, the shitty, like, budget Chinese ones.
And, like, I don't remember anyone in... Hell, because Beyblade was, like, my brother's era, wasn't it?
No, that was... I was in year
one.
It
was a thing and then came back.
Yeah.
Like most things do. Bakugan hit big when I was in school.
I never did that. Tom did.
I was like year 8 when it was a thing. So I'm like,
Bakugan was fucking sick. Like, I want to try and find all that anime episode, like the original series, and just watch it again.
I want to find the original, like, series 0 of Yu-Gi-Oh, where they actually killed kids.
Oh, wait, what?
Like the actual Japanese one.
Yeah, the Japanese one. So basically, you know, when, like, Pokemon gets sent to the Shadow Realm? If you lost a battle, you get sent to a Shadow Realm. As a kid, and you die.
That was pretty much like...
But, like, in the whitewashed fucking Yu-Gi-Oh, like, they didn't send the kids to the Shadow Realm.
Yu-Gi-Oh had, like, a whole 2 seasons where there was just nothing happening. It was just shit.
Every anime.
Yeah.
Literally every
anime. My favorite thing is, like, yeah, you want a duel? Yeah, we gotta go find a table that's free first. It's like, all right. And then they're like, oh, we'll make money and we'll have duel decks.
It was Kyber Corp, bro. Kyber Corp,
baby.
He was like that. He was like the Jeff Bezos.
He's the Jeff Bezos of the Yu-Gi-Oh! universe. What the fuck?
Yeah, you just die.
Give me that Kyber money.
Fuck.
That man was breaded.
Yeah, he's breaded to the
The fact
team.
That he had... he made up a whole thing just so he could beat Yugi in, like, you know, on that skyscraper, thing.
And he still fucking lost.
Yeah.
My favorite thing is that he is a billionaire, but he spends his time playing a card game against children. How fucking sus is that? Ugh. Oh, are you going to work? No, I'm going to the card shop.
And Joey as well, his Boston accent.
Yeah.
It's so bad.
Like, is it set in Japan?
I don't know.
It's just set in, like, a random city, isn't it? Yeah. It doesn't actually matter. But, yeah, like, why does he have a Boston accent?
This sister was hot. Like, back in the day, you're like, fuck.
Your sister was fucking blind, wasn't she?
Nah.
But you just want to, like, fuck a blind chick?
Yeah, because she can't tell how ugly I am. Yeah, like, it's fair. Fine.
That's She's fair. Not going to see it coming.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, no. Oh, no. All right, for legal reasons.
It is a joke.
Oh, no. But, yeah. I mean, speaking of Pokemon cards, back in the day, I used to go to Fisherman's Wharf and, like, buy a fuck ton.
Yeah, we, they're literally knocking it down as of, what, tomorrow, probably? Today's the last day. I'm sure they'll clear it out of people, I would hope, but... Yeah, Fisherman's Wharf, Port Adelaide, memories, but, like, it's...
That was a shithole. I'm glad it's gone.
But I was telling Josh on the way here that I used to get my haircuts done there.
You look like you still do.
Have you seen your head?
Yeah, but I haven't cut it. That's a difference. Yeah,
exactly. Go to a fucking barber.
No, I like my long hair. I want to keep growing it. But no, the Forever. Fisherman's Wharf's just like, is. I went a couple months ago for something. I don't know what I went for. And half of it's already empty anyway. And it's the same stores.
It's been empty. Like, I think COVID pretty much ruined them. I think, like, since 2020, it's been half
I don't
empty.
Think it was COVID that ruined. I think it was just the whole thing that ruined itself.
People decided to stop taking their children to get hustled by 60-year-old people who own stalls.
Yeah. But, like, what are they? They're putting houses there, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, like apartment-y kind of
thing. You know how much one of those apartments in Port Adelaide just sold for yesterday?
Sure.
$1.4
million. I completely fucking doubt it. Nah, it's Port Adelaide.
No, nah, it is.
Nah, dude, Port Adelaide's like proper gentrified now.
It's, yeah.
I still don't think they ever will. Haven't they been trying to do
All they've got to do is get rid of the Centrelink and it's
gone. My partner's dad went to a thing and literally, like, an actual auction and sold for $1.4 million. Without parking spaces on the street.
I reckon.
So you get a garage and that's
you're like, parking. Oh, we're having a party. Sorry, you got to park 8 streets away.
Literally.
I reckon all those shops that they need to on like that big main street, they need to clean up, get rid of all those buildings, just get rid of, and they could make it like a vibrant.
No, they're heritage area. Buildings. They can't get rid of those.
I don't.
They can renovate the inside, but they have to keep the
They should
outside.
Get rid of Deramitz.
Yeah.
The Deramitz is fucking.
Sorry, it's heritage listed.
Fuck, I hate that Deramitz so much. I don't know why I signed back up.
We all hate Deramitz.
But it's just so convenient. I hate it, but it's just so fucking
this
convenient.
This episode is brought to you by
like
Deramitz.
2 minutes away from a good life.
Bro, it was like, they kept spamming my phone. Like, if someone's spamming my phone to get me to sign up, I'm not signing up. Like, nah, just fuck off.
I will say about the good life reps, they're ruthless, dude. They'll call you like day
I
and night.
I literally get 2 calls a day on
Hey, just
day.
Ringing to see if you were still keen to sign up.
Like, fuck off.
I get a $2.50 commission on this, please sign up.
And then I blocked the numbers, and then I'll just call from a mobile number. Where the fuck do you keep getting?
They call
numbers
you from interstate. They're just hounding you.
They're just sending you like emails and
sending you death threats. Like, you better sign up.
Where the fuck do
they
you?
They post your IP address and address.
They send you mail and it's just like in their own blood and shit like that. Just like
no, they do like the ransom note thing where they cut out the letters from the newspaper. Like, you will sign up.
If you don't sign up, we're going to take your dog. You just look at dog's gone already.
I remember doing that as a kid. So we had like...
Why would you do that?
Someone? No, just hear me out. We had like spelling activities and... we had to, like, cut out... One of the activities was you cut out letters out of, like, old newspapers and magazines and shit, and, like, you make a sentence. And I remember I had, like, this fucking like, it wasn't a bad word. It was, like, imagine, like, a headline of, like, a death. That's what it looked like.
Okay.
Oh, well, I'm trying to think the word was. It was, like, resuscitation or something like that.
Okay.
Or resuscitate.
Resurrection.
Or something like that. It was something like that. But it was like, the way I put the sentence was, this man was unable to be resuscitated or something. And he died. And it's just a colourful block letter. And I'm like, yeah. Now I think about it, I'm like, what the fuck? That was
I'm just
going to
get
up.
A tramp stamp that says, do not resuscitate.
Jesus.
In case someone's down there.
I feel like you should just get a tramp stamp that says, lick here.
Lick here. Yeah. Maybe.
Harrison, you getting a tramp stamp?
Yeah. I'll get my back done for a while.
I got a tattoo booked next week.
I just got one. I got mine fixed up because, you know, there were problems with it, but...
Is it the backyard tattoo?
No. But I kind of want to get, like, a full sleeve done, but then I just don't know what to get.
I get the... You gotta get a lion with a crown on it, like every other man with a sleeve.
I'll just become Greek and then just suddenly get all realism tattoos of every single Greek god to ever exist tattooed.
Or just like religious.
I've only met one man who had a really, really good Greek god sleeve, and even then I was looking at it, I was like,
I just don't understand why every Greek guy thinks it's cool. Like, they literally
Zeus.
Don't follow the religion at all.
Yeah.
They just...
We can start reenacting pagan religion. I'm down for that.
What should we
sacrifice
start
a goat every Thursday.
Oh, that sounds like a good idea. Can we eat
then
it?
You eat the goat.
I was going to say, eat it?
Yeah, you eat the goat.
Not a bad idea.
Fuck yeah.
Harrison's like goat curry.
Yeah, goat curry's elite. Oof.
I don't... What was that curry you had on the mukbang episode? Was it like a...
I don't even remember.
That was bad.
It bloated me and military mukbang. It bloated me for like 5 hours and I shitted it all out. Like that was afterwards.
Yeah.
Why not?
You alright, bro?
Yeah. What? I'm dead on the inside. I'm sick. I've lost hearing in my left ear from being sick. I've like got blocked nose. Everything's fucked.
It's fair enough. That's fair enough.
It'd be like that sometimes.
It do be like that. You want to call an episode early?
No, I want to talk about Andrew Tate being banned off all the social media episodes.
Alright, let's go. So,
like,
Speaking of Andrew Tate,
why is he so controversial and like?
I think he's controversial,
like,
because
so
people.
I think he is an absolute fuck stain, and like the fact that I've seen several people that I care about say that he's not that bad. Like Isaac Butterfield is funny, but I watched his video. He's like, oh, he's not actually that bad. And I'm like, dude, he literally doesn't think women are people. Like, what are you talking about?
I don't know. I'm a bit. On, like, I can't say I'm for everything he says. I can't say I'm against everything he says. I don't watch him.
He's just the greatest comedian of all time.
Yeah, I still think it's a prank.
I see him appear in my feed every now and then, but, like, I'll skim over it. Like, I won't watch it.
Yeah, talking to the juniors, they're like, no, it's not a prank. I'm like, bro, this should definitely be a prank. Like...
Well, I don't know. There are people saying that he's been, like... I remember hearing True Geordie, who's, like, a UK...
True Geordie, okay.
Podcaster or he's in the social scene. He was saying like this guy's been trying to get into like the like social industry for a long time, which I don't know it's true. I don't remember ever hearing about this guy, but I can't say it was. But like from what I'm hearing, people are saying, you know, he's not actually saying anything like bad. He actually respects women, and then there you hear people saying he just beats women and things like that.
I've seen videos of him saying that like they should just be in the kitchen, and then he owns like a cam business, and it's like, oh,
I kind of wish I owned a cam business, I'm not gonna lie.
I mean, just start camming, bro. Be a sole trader. You can just start selling the nudes.
Could be good. But no, Harrison, what's your thoughts on Andrew Tate? Why do you want to bring him up?
Oh, he's just like the best comedian of all time. And because I forgot we talked to him before, like, I'm that sick.
Then we could have, like, got a guest again if you were sick.
Nah, it's all right. Sorry.
Jake starts an OnlyFans
call. I'm just, like, worried Jakey that you guys slowly replace us with just, like, DJs and not tell us about it.
Just kick Harrison out.
Sorry, we're
every
your,
week there's
sorry,
another
Sorry, we're having
DJ.
A break week. This is literally our chat. Yeah, we're going to have a break week. Next thing you know,
no,
there's
no,
an
I
upload.
Said, do you guys want a break week?
Yeah.
I literally says it in the chat.
Yeah, you said that, but not imply that you're going to get two guests to replace us.
No, to be fair, we were meant to have one, and then last
Josh, minute, can you pull it up, please?
To be fair, last minute, we were meant to have one guest.
Yeah, I know.
We were meant to have one guest, and then last minute, it became two. And having five people on a podcast is just way too difficult. Well, it ends up like fucking Andrew Tate's podcast, where you have just a bunch of fucking women yelling in the mic.
Fuck you.
Okay. Sure. Yeah. No, I don't know. I'm happy he's banned. I don't think it's going to really do anything because it never does when someone gets banned.
I don't see banning work. Like, banning is just stupid.
The issue is, like, I literally heard, I can't remember who it was, it might have been ABC News, but they did a study where they created 15 fake TikTok accounts as, like, acting like young men. And I'm assuming, like, TikTok, like most websites with an algorithm, you, like, tap on things you like and then it generates your feed.
I think so.
And then it literally just shoved Andrew Tate in their face like instantly every time just because they clicked male. So it's like, how fucked is the algorithm?
No, the algorithm is just, it's good and bad. Like, algorithm just pushes whatever and anything. However, I think the way his university scheme, whatever that, like, that Discord group worked was...
Hustlers University.
To be part of it, you had to sort of push his content. I think that's how it worked.
The video I saw about it pretty much said it was kind of like a pyramid scheme. So you could make money by referring other people. And then if you created a social media account and started reposting your stuff, it would also make
But
you
like
money.
People are making money off his university. Like,
yeah, you make money for anything. Like if you just buy some random crypto and just like pray that it goes up, like you can make money doing that. Doesn't mean that like it was smart.
Does that mean God's real?
Godcoin? Oh. Do you reckon we could get the Catholics on board with Godcoin?
I reckon we could get Pope on it. Wait, what's his email?
Popecoin.
Popecoin.
Yeah, let's set up his private email.
Pope NFT.
An NFT, literally a Jesus NFT.
That'd be fucking gold. You get Jesus NFT or the Pope NFT, and then you have like customizable hats. You have customizable gowns. Oh, you could put him in like the Bahamas.
You've
on
thought
the beach.
About this before, haven't you?
I have. I genuinely just like any sort of scheme that could like scam.
Make you marginal amounts of money.
Scam little kids out of money that their parents.
Well, I don't think a little kid's buying a Jesus NFT. I think it's going to be some 40-year-old who's having a midlife crisis, but do you? You want to make, you're going to get that bag? Get that bag.
Get that bag, bro.
Do what you got
to
do.
Anything to do, get that bread up on the right, Kings.
Yeah.
Except just go to work like a normal human being. I can't do that.
No, I'm exhausted from work.
How is your job?
I can't talk about what I do for my main job now.
It's illegal.
No, it's not illegal.
NDA.
Yeah, sort of.
Understandable.
But it's just very controversial, so I can't talk about it. Yeah, I should.
Yeah, that's right. They're famous for signing NDAs, coke dealers. Honestly, every coke dealer I've met never shuts the fuck up about it. I don't know how they haven't gotten arrested yet. But
I don't get. So I'll go out working, like doing photos.
You'd see lots of drug use,
and you see, you know, the guys that are drug dealers, like because they're walking around like they're either drug dealers or they want to be.
They're like literally drug walking dealers. Around silent, perfectly sober.
Yeah,
just like hanging out,
and then they're like. Oh, don't. I'm like, do you want a photo? No, fuck off. Don't take my photo. But then we'll proceed to fucking Snapchat themselves and this. I'm like, I'm going to fucking take a photo. And you
talk about photos. I'm still waiting for you to reply to my message, mate.
What was your message?
I was like, oh, can I have that photo of you took of my mates?
Oh, it's online.
Yeah. Thanks for fucking replying to me. Left on scene on Monday.
Welcome to the room.
You're in my fucking bad books, cunt.
Step one replaces the host. Step two doesn't reply to messages. Moves house.
Changes name.
Changes name. What, Jakey
Ass.
Jakey Mass. Your gym Instagram should be Jakey Mass.
Oh, I thought about this. So if I ever start an OnlyFans, my thing's going to be
fans?
Jakey V and then it has an ass. like an ass there. Definitely.
Jakey V, like Gary V, but like porn.
Yeah, no. So is like, so J A.
Jesus Christ, are you good, bro?
Dying?
Yeah, I'm done. It's all.
So like Jakey Bass, so J-A-K-E-Y-V and then A-double-S, but instead of the A-double-S,
Jakey
I just have like a pair of
ass
cheeks.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, I can't laugh, otherwise I cough.
That's good.
Is there a big market for
Jakey
5'5" Italian Egyptian people?
We'll find out. Just like
Jakey fans.
I definitely thought like I did think of like starting on OnlyFans, but just posting fucking memes. So like an exclusive meme chat for.
So like Reddit.
Reddit premium.
Yeah, but like you don't have to pay for Reddit.
Exactly.
Like, do you know anyone that pays for Snapchat premium?
No.
Fuck no.
I'm on the hunt to find someone that pays for Snapchat premium. If you are fucking by any chance still listening to this and you buy Snapchat premium, please let me know.
There are at least 10 Instagram accounts I follow that like only post informational content. Like they're not even a person's account. And they have premium. I'm like, what are you posting? Like, this is weird. Jake starts an OnlyFans.
Yeah, I should just start an OnlyFans.
I mean, again, whatever you need to do to get that bread. I don't know if your girlfriend would be on board.
I can't be fucked. Like, OnlyFans is just way too much work. Like, because I'm too picky with everything. So I need, like, a perfect lighting studio. I couldn't just be like, oh, titty pick in the mirror. I just like, nah, it needs to be, like, perfectly staged.
You're like parents knocking on the, Jake, what are you doing in there?
Nothing.
don't come in. Yeah.
It's just a whole fucking like video crew and shit like that.
Jackson's got parabolic mics set up and stuff. Jake, you should do mukbangs.
On what? On OnlyFans?
On OnlyFans. You're like naked and you do the mukbang?
I just do a naked only, like naked mukbang, but like on naked under the table and he's just filming my face.
I mean, maybe.
I feel like we need to call this one early. Yeah. All right, we're calling
I'm slowly
this one
slowly dying.
Early.
Call it Jake OnlyFans.
All right, if you did listen to this whole episode, I'm very sorry for your loss.
Good luck.
I got the best, like, thumbnail. Let's go.
All right.
All right, I guess you'll see this.
We'll see how it goes. Speed. We'll catch you next week, guys.
Bye.